proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish belief. We will continue with the previous study of Isaiah chapter number 52. In that section of scripture, the text proceeded to paint a dark picture about God's servant. Quote, "As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Unquote. A question arises, should the Bible student take these words literally, as though they depicted some sort of physical desecration of God's servant? The Hebrew word translated as astonied is the verb shamam. It could indicate the ability of adversity to render someone mute in response. The writer of Psalm 143 used shamam in that way when he stated that, quote, "My heart within me is desolate," unquote. He meant that his heart was distraught as a result of external persecution. The downfall of the nation of Israel did not have that effect on other nations. Indeed, that event produced glee amongst Israel's enemies. For instance, as the prophet Obadiah pointed out, the Edomites actually rejoiced over the destruction of Israel. In the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, the prophet went on to employ vivid language about the appearance of God's servant. Quote, "His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Unquote. What did the prophet mean? Mishkat, the Hebrew word that translated as marred, denoted actual mutilation of an object or other living being. Leviticus chapter 22 applied that term to physical imperfections in the sacrificial offerings. When Isaiah used such phraseology, he perhaps suggested that he was speaking about a person rather than a group of people. To be sure, the Jewish people as a nation have suffered greatly. God explicitly warned them in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy about the evil results that would ensue if they ceased to follow God and turned away from him. The Old Testament repeatedly showed how these dire consequences came to pass. Repeated Israelite apostasies in the books of Judges led to severe oppression by external enemies. Jeremiah, in the book of Lamentations, described how the Babylonian armies entering into Jerusalem brought famine and desolation in their wake. These things happened to the Jewish people, but it would be a stretch to suggest that Isaiah's language of his servant being marred indicated suffering due to adversity. Instead, the words should be taken literally. What could have caused God's servant to become so disfigured? We read in the 50th chapter of Isaiah that someone said, quote, "I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair," unquote. Physical torment at the hands of adversaries could indeed have resulted in such defacement. Jesus Christ experienced this abuse during the last hours of his earthly life. According to Matthew chapter 27, his Jewish enemies repeatedly, quote, "spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote them with the palms of their hands," unquote. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, had the Savior scourged before sentencing him to die by crucifixion. The Lord's sufferings inflicted upon him even before he died showed that he fulfilled that portion of Isaiah's prophecy relating to God's servant. He was indeed marred, disfigured. People were astonished to look upon him, especially as he hung on the cross for the sins of the world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.